Welcome to Palcast, your creator national podcast. Network News, episode 94. Welcome, GNN fans, to another episode of God Network News, the podcast that tells you what God's doing around the world. Not what CNN tells you, but what GNN tells you is going on in the world. If you're tired of listening to all of that crisis network news and you want to hear what God's doing, well, give us a listen. Welcome once again, God Network News fans, to another episode that is part of a new series that my wife and I were able to record and interview some incredible stories from the Middle East. We were able to meet with several workers doing church planting work in the region and just ministering to people. And wow, what amazing things that God is doing amongst Arabs in the Middle East. It's incredible. And I want to bring this to you as a series so the next 12 episodes will be testimonies from these incredible workers that are doing amazing miracles through the power of God as they pray for people's needs and seeing people come to Christ. So without further ado, I want to launch right into the next episode in this wonderful set of stories. God Network News fans, we've got another wonderful story from Andrew from the Middle East. We are here with him, and we were just looking at a few pictures that my wife Carol had when we were doing some teaching with him and some of his team members. And so exciting to look back at the years of preparation and what the Lord has been doing since that time has been nothing short of incredible. And so we have another great story that Andrew's going to tell us about a brother who came from a Muslim background and how he was involved in his life and his commitment and ongoing discipleship in the Lord. So Andrew, tell us this story.
Yeah, so we moved over to the nation that we're in about 3 years ago now. And before going, we had talked to just missionaries on the ground. And the common thought was that there were only 12 to 40 known local believers in our nation, in this nation that we live in. Yeah. Only 12 to 40, in the entire nation. So coming over to this place, we just didn't know would we ever get connected with any of those, 12 to 40 known believers. Because even, when they say known, it's really, they're still so underground because, yeah. if a former Muslim turned Christian in this nation, gets found out by the government, they just, there's a lot of repercussions. There's a lot of negative things that happen to them, getting kicked out of their family and losing job opportunities. And it just really ruins your life in a lot of, temporal ways. So we didn't know if we'd get connected to any of them or not. But very early on into our time here, we had some visitors come out just to support us in what we were trying to do here as we began our time. And one night we just prayed, me and the other guy who was on our team. We prayed, where should we go tonight, God? What should we do? And we simply just felt that we should go to this hot spring just to have a good time. And there's locals that go to this hot spring a lot as well. But we just felt just to simply go and have a good time. So me, the guy on my team, and a few other guys end up going to this hot spring. And while we are there, I just feel led to just offer prayer to these group of Muslims who are in the hot spring with us for healing. And none of them really need healing except for just this one guy out of a group of like 12 or so. One guy says he gets pain sometimes in his leg. So I was just praying for that, even though he didn't have pain in that moment. And then, you know, stopped praying, and they didn't seem too hungry or interested in learning more about Jesus or anything like that. So that was pretty much it from what we thought. So we were just sitting in this hot spring, and before we know it, one of the local guys leans over and says in English that he was at a conference recently, and he kind of whispers it so his friends couldn't hear. And mm-hmm. we were like, a conference, really? What was it, a good, like, did you have fun? And we were just kind of really confused at his random comment. And he said, yeah, I had a really good time. And we were like, what was this conference? And he begins to share that he was in another country and attended a Christian conference. Mm-hmm. And this was the local guy, you know, Muslim nation. So we were just kind of really confused and shocked. And through just whispering to us in this hot spring, we realized that this guy had gotten saved. He had left Islam and come to Jesus and had attended a Christian conference. He flew to Europe somewhere just to attend a Christian conference and kind of get out of his culture so he could be a little more free for a week or so. So right then in that moment, we realized, wow, we are in the right place at the right time, getting connected with one of the maybe 12 or to 40 known, you know, believers in the entire nation. So this was just a wild moment. So I get connected with him, me and my friend, and we begin just to meet up with him more and just to hear more of his story and just see, are you plugged into a community of believers? Are you getting discipleship? Do you need discipleship? And really just, you know, move forward with him in that way. And with meeting with him, we quickly realized that he had gotten saved 7 years prior. So he'd been saved for a long time. And his story of getting saved was, this really shows the power of the written word. He knew one expat in the nation who was a believer, and the believer was out in his little porch area reading his Bible one day when this local guy came by. We'll call him Ahmed. And Ahmed came by and just asked, what are you reading? And the expat said, I'm reading the Bible. Would you like to read with me? So Ahmed began to read, and he began to read just parts in the Gospels where Jesus is inviting his disciples to follow him for the first time. And as Ahmed read the words of Jesus to his first few disciples where he says, come, follow me, as soon as he read those words, Ahmed felt like it was for him. The words just, how he described, just jumped out of the page, and it felt like it was for him, that Jesus was calling him, saying, come, follow me. So ever since then, he made the jump and committed to following Jesus, but is really still, doesn't know how to go about it with his family, doesn't know how to tell them. So he's very much Muslim in the eyes of his culture still, but is fully committed to Jesus. So that was his story. But ever since then, he just hadn't had any Christian community, really any discipleship. So he still had been technically, you know, came to Jesus 7 years prior, but with pretty much no discipleship other than just some worship songs off YouTube and, you know, occasionally reading the Bible. So it was an amazing just connection that the Lord really orchestrated, because he needed younger guys his age to just give him community, to walk with him, to just help him just further his faith. So we began to do that, began to meet with him, doing Bible studies, and it was just really an amazing time. We were super excited to have the opportunity to pour into him. And then just through conversation and discipleship, we realized that he had never been baptized. And he desired it. We taught him a little bit about what it was, and he really wanted just to make that step of just water baptism and making that profession of faith. But in, you know, our country, that's not a thing you can do publicly. You can't just go to any body of water, you know, with anyone walking around, because you would just get in a lot of trouble for that. So we had to, just one evening as it was getting dark, we had to go to a secluded spot in this beach area, and we went into the ocean. We had a prayer time beforehand, and we had the privilege of baptizing him. And it was just such an incredible moment for me personally, just seeing a former Muslim who decided to follow Jesus, you know, just go under the water and come back up. And this, the picture, that mental picture, that memory that I have of that just has forever just, you know, put faith in my heart of like, if we can see one person, you know, fully making this decision, why can't we see a lot, you know, a lot of people in this area? So it really just filled me up with so much faith that moment, and was such an amazing moment for him as well. And he's still on his journey, still, you know, going after the Lord, but still struggling with, you know, what do I do with family? What do I do with my culture? You know, I'm too scared to tell my family that I'm a Christian. Yeah. I don't know what to do. So he's still really just on the tough path that Muslim background believers face, you know, in their day-to-day life. But yeah, really just incredible. And I think one last takeaway that I take from this is just the Lord's desire to further people in their faith, you know, out of the entire nation. What are the odds that we would have met randomly, you know, one of the 12 to 40 known believers, but the Lord just put us in the right place at the right time and just desired to use us in that way. So it's really encouraging.
That is really amazing. What an amazing story. Yeah, it reminds me so much of the story of Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch, you know, and how Philip was praying and God just translated, putting him in exactly the spot where he needed to be, and he was sitting there reading the scriptures, and the Ethiopian comes by, what are you doing? I'm reading the scriptures about, you know, the Messiah and all this. And well, actually, it was it was the Ethiopian that was reading, and but he didn't understand, right? And the Lord sent that sent Philip to him to explain the scriptures. And then he says, you know, well, what's to stop me from being baptized right now?
So
that is so cool. And then he baptizes him.
Yeah, exactly.
And it just is, again, it just shows that God is still making the Bible happen.
Yeah.
You know, today, it isn't just 2,000 years ago, you know, with the disciples or something. It's still God's disciples that are willing to be obedient to him. A radical, simple faith, and go to the places where God's at and God is wanting us to come and share in what he's doing in people's lives. You were there at the right place at the right time. You know how the Bible says that some plant, some water, and some harvest, you know.
Right.
You were in that process for him in a key moment of his need, and the Lord, put you there. So that's just an incredible story. It's amazing blessing once again to be placed into that kind of a situation, and to be used of the Lord in that way.
Right.
And who knows what is going to happen with this brother as he goes on and shares his faith with other friends and people that are interested and hungry. You know, he's going to multiply, I'm sure, his faith to other people. So that's wonderful. Andrew, thank you very much for that exciting and real faith-building story.
Yeah.
And once again, it just speaks of stepping out in faith and going where the Lord tells you to go, and going against your human desires, maybe to rest or have entertainment or do something fun. And sometimes, actually, you do that. You go out and you go with friends and do something fun, and God brings a situation and you step out and you're intentional about it. That's a real word that's, I think, goes throughout all of these stories, is intentionality, being intentional and stepping out in faith and just asking people, do you have any needs? Jesus, it's important to Jesus that he reach out to you and reach out to your needs. He's that kind of a God. So that's incredible. Great story. Thank you so much for that story again, Andrew. Thank you for coming and sharing with our audience.
No problem. Thanks for having me.